Ever get that feeling, like when something seems a little too good to be true?
Yeah, like it's gotta be a catch.
It probably is. And today we're diving into a story that proves that point, but like times a
Oh,
thousand.
this is a good one.
Get ready to explore the wild ride of the Coleco Chameleon.
A console so retro it never even actually existed.
Until it almost did.
Almost being the key word there.
And to help us break down the saga of, well, vaporware, vintage gaming, and just plain deception, we've got the perfect person.
The one and only.
Eli, owner of Pico Interactive.
A legend.
Now, for anyone out there who might not be familiar, Pico is a company that breathes new life into classic consoles. They develop and publish games for systems. You probably got one in your attic right now.
Keeping those old school cartridges alive.
Exact.
A niche market for sure, but driven by pure passion.
Pure passion. And back in 2014, Eli got thrown right into the heart of a story that feels less like reality and a whole lot more like, well,
A fever dream.
yeah, pretty much. So picture this.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
The retro gaming scene, it's buzzing. Whispers of a so-called revolutionary new console are making the rounds.
Everyone's trying to figure out what's real, what's not.
Yeah, and then this figure, Mike Kennedy, he pops up, claiming he's got the next big thing.
The next evolution of retro.
And this is where Eli enters the picture. He sees the Coleco Chameleon and he sees potential, right?
Of course. A platform to share Pico's amazing games with a whole new audience.
Right. But there's one problem, a big one. Mike's being incredibly hush-hush about the tech behind this so-called marvel of engineering.
Always a red flag in the tech world. Yeah. When someone's doing more hyping than showing, you know something's probably up.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're dancing around the specifics.
Dodging those hard questions.
Exactly, but Mike, he keeps throwing around those buzzwords like FPGA technology.
And for those listening who know their tech,
Yeah.
that's a big deal. It's basically like rebuilding the original hardware of a console. Games run exactly how they did back in the day.
No emulation, no compromises. So you can see why this is huge for retro fans.
Absolutely. Think of it like this: restoring a classic car to its former glory. You're using original parts. It's the real deal.
Authenticity, not
Exactly.
some like Frankenstein engine or something.
Right.
So you've got this tension brewing, right? The allure of the Chameleon being this like holy grail of retro
It's a
gaming,
dream.
the dream. But at the same time, there's this lack of transparency, and it's setting off alarm bells, not just for Eli, but for like everyone who's paying
The
attention.
rumor mill is churning.
And this all leads us to 2016 and the infamous Toy Fair, where the Chameleon is supposed to have its big reveal. What could possibly go wrong, right?
Famous last words, if I've ever heard them. And you know, what's really crazy about this whole Toy Fair thing is
Elvis.
it's like a textbook example of what happens with, when there's too much hype around a new gadget.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there's this initial burst of, oh my God, this is amazing.
Right.
But it's not backed up with like anything real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's when the doubts start to creep in.
Makes sense.
And once those doubts take hold, forget it. Especially with the internet, it spreads like wildfire.
Oh, for sure. Everyone's a critic these days.
Exactly.
And I mean, in the case of the Chameleon, that wildfire was made even worse.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Because the actual console at Toy Fair, let's just say it was a bit of a mess.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Eli gets there. He's ready to see this revolutionary piece of
Oh, from
tech.
the
I
behind,
know,
huh?
right? And instead,
What was it?
it was this like barely working prototype.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. It seemed like it crashed more than it actually ran.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, but it gets better. Get this.
Okay.
The custom cartridge they were showing off?
This is the big reveal.
Yeah, the big reveal. Turned out to be nothing more than a gutted Atari Jaguar with an SD2S NES cartridge shoved inside.
Wait, seriously, an SD2S NES.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, that's basically just like a fancy memory card.
Exactly. Lets you play SNES games on the original hardware. Not exactly groundbreaking stuff, especially for something claiming to be, the future of retro gaming.
You're telling me, and you know what's even funnier?
Boy.
Eli, being the gaming whiz that he is, he spots this right away, like immediately.
Of course he did.
And get this, his own game, running on actual SNES hardware.
Yeah.
ended up running smoother than their custom demo.
No way.
Wait, it's all in the technical details.
Yeah.
See, the SD2 SNES, oh, while it's great for playing ROMs, it's notorious for needing more juice than a regular SNES cartridge.
Interesting. So?
So add that to the fact that this prototype was basically held together with duct tape and prayers.
It was that bad.
It was that bad.
Wow.
Meaning the Chameleon struggled to even turn on without, you know, exploding.
Oh, man. You've got this perfect storm, right?
Oh, yeah.
Deception, tech issues that just wouldn't quit, and like, everyone was getting suspicious.
My walls were closing in.
You'd think they would take a step back at this point, reassess, come clean, something.
Logically, yeah.
Yeah, but no.
What did they do?
Things get even weirder.
Weirder how?
We're introduced to this character. We'll call him Lee for now.
Okay, Lee.
He's supposedly the mastermind behind it all.
The elusive engineer.
Exactly.
Oh, this is good. This is where things get really interesting.
You know it. This is where we go from, like, regular tech world shenanigans to full-blown mystery novel.
Because let's be real, adding a mysterious figure like Lee to the mix.
It's classic.
Classic. It plays right into that desire for, you know, the big reveal, the aha moment.
But the story Lee's selling, it's like something straight out of a spy thriller.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Less international espionage, though, and a lot more,
Showers.
Showers, yeah.
Wait, showers. What are we talking about now?
So Eli's trying to, you know, get some straight answers about this chameleon.
Which, fair.
And Lou, who, by the way, only ever calls from blocked numbers.
Oh, that's super sketchy.
Super sketchy. Starts spinning this wild tale.
Okay, let's hear it.
About this top secret tech company, a whole campus, totally off the grid.
Okay, I've heard of those. Sometimes they're legit, sometimes not.
And surprise, surprise, no one's ever heard of this company.
Of course not.
But according to Lee, this place, it's like a paradise for tech geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
Complete with, you guessed it, showers and a cafeteria and everything.
Okay, so far so good, I guess. I mean, it sounds believable, but right. Something's off.
Totally. And the more Lee talks, the more the cracks start to show. But here's the thing, Eli. He really wants this to be real, you know?
I get it. It's easy to get caught up in the hype.
The dream of the chameleon, bringing back that golden age of gaming, it's like clouding everyone's judgment.
It's like they say, if you want something too badly.
Yeah. You start seeing what you want to see.
Exactly. Okay. And in this case, they're dealing with a pro. Lee is playing them like a fiddle.
Oh, totally. Dangling these promises of huge profits once the chameleon, you know, takes over the world.
While the whole thing is barely being held together.
Exactly. I mean, this guy can't even deliver a basic menu system for the console, right?
Oh, come on. That's a day one stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And to make matters even worse, Collector Vision.
The other company involved.
Yeah.
They pull out. They see the writing on the wall.
Can't say I blame them.
So now Eli's stuck. Right in the middle of this whole chaotic mess, he's getting conflicting information, the tech is a disaster, and the lies, well, they're getting bigger by the day.
Talk about a tight spot.
And it's at this point, you know, that Eli, he's like, enough is enough.
He had to draw a line in the sand.
He lays down the law, gives Mike this actually pretty reasonable list of demands.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
You know, just show a working prototype, be transparent about the tech, maybe hire a community manager. Like, basic stuff.
You know, the things you'd expect from, you know, an actual company.
Right.
Yeah.
But remember, we're talking about the Coloco Chameleon here, where common sense goes to die.
Oof, truth.
And shocker, those demands, they don't really go anywhere.
It was like they were so deep in this hole of lies, they couldn't see a way out, even as everything was collapsing around them.
Denial is a powerful drug.
It really is. But okay, remember those prototype pictures Mike promised?
Mm.
The ones that were supposed to blow everyone's minds?
Oh yeah, the big reveal, part two.
They actually surfaced online,
yeah.
But instead of some technological marvel.
Oh, where are they?
They showed this jumbled mess of parts.
I seriously?
Dead serious. And the centerpiece, a cheap video capture card, like the kind you'd use for a security camera.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. And Lee's explanation, ready for this?
Hit me.
Oh, that's just a fan and some random electronics.
A fan. Come on.
Right. I mean, the audacity, it's almost impressive.
Almost.
So here they are, busted, right? The gig is up. Mike, in one last attempt to save face, claims he was tricked by Lee. Just a pawn in this whole scheme.
Oh, the old I was duped defense.
Classic. But the question is, was he a willing participant or actually fooled? It's a debate that still rages on today.
I can see why. It makes you think, you know, how much of this was deliberate and how much was just getting it over their heads.
Absolutely. And it really speaks to something bigger, right, in the tech world. Where is the line between ambition, hype, and just plain fraud? It's a question we all got to ask ourselves.
For sure. Because in the end, the Coleco Chameleon, it wasn't just about a console that never was.
What was it about then?
It was a story about trust, about belief, and honestly, about the dangers of buying into the hype without a little bit of healthy skepticism.
So true. Man, what a wild ride this deep dive has been. We've gone through it all, haven't we? The nostalgia, the betrayal, the pure absurdity of a console that existed only in our dreams.
Well, and in some very questionable photos.
But hey, there's a lesson here for all of us.
What's that?
Don't believe everything you hear. Do your research, ask the tough questions, and maybe, just maybe, you won't end up as a cautionary tale in someone else's deep dive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh.
This is a good reminder that sometimes the truth is a lot more complicated than it seems.
And that's what makes these stories so fascinating, right?
Totally. It's like the real world could be way more interesting than any video game. Until next time, keep those controllers clean and your BS detectors on high alert.
See you next time.